Back at the Build Live desk, and right now I am joined by Nikola Metulov. Welcome to Build Digital. Where are you at? He's here somewhere. There he is, and you're in the there giraffe outfit, as you should.
Yes, I am. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Nice session earlier with Beth. That was cool.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know you watched that.
Oh, I watch all the things. Yeah. Tricky.
You're everywhere.
So everyone, Nikola is from the Graph Toolkit team. So first of all, tell us a little bit about, for those who don't know, we're going to dig deep into the Graph Toolkit and get all the tips and tricks from you because you are literally, you know, the guy in the graph, in the giraffe outfit. So you're going to tell us all the things. But just for people who are new to graph altogether, can you tell us a little bit about the Graph Toolkit? What is it and how can you use it to build all of the things that people are talking about, like web apps or Teams tabs or all of the goodness that we've heard about?
Of course, yeah. So the Graph Toolkit is a set of web components that allow us to kind of build these patterns that we see developers build with the graph and kind of make them widely available to all developers. Mm-hmm. So, for example, think of a people picker or a person card, an agenda, calendar control, something that anybody can kind of just drop inside their web application, and they can, and the control already knows how to use the graph and how to do all the calls and how to get all the right access tokens. It kind of just does all the magic behind the scenes.
Okay, that is fantastic because that's really, really awesome for those who just want to solve a problem with very few lines of code. And as you know, I'm a big fan of solving problems with doing as little work as possible. So tell us a little bit about this whole two lines of code, open source thing that you all were talking about in your session.
Yeah, I can actually do a quick demo.
Oh yeah, show us, definitely.
Let me share my screen real quick.
Yes. I've been to a few conferences with you in this giraffe outfit. Is this just like common daily wear or is it?
Well, you should see my closet. It's giraffe after giraffe.
He has a lot of giraffe outfits. All right. Here we go.
Okay. So the fastest way to get started is just in the regular web page. I have my index.html here. If I just kind of put some boilerplate here, HTML. The fastest way to get started is to kind of grab our bundle, our CDN.
Yep.
And right now I'm on our GitHub, you can get there.
GitHub. This is going through AK. Graph, everyone.
Okay. Yep. Just going to ak.ms/mgt. It'll take you direct to our GitHub, and you can just grab our script. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you count that as a line. I don't, because it's just importing a library.
No, I don't count that as a line.
And then the first thing I'm going to do is just add a login component. So let me actually make this site go live and host it. So you can see there.
Look at this. It's happening. He's doing this in real time. Okay, good.
It's just a sign in button right now.
All
let me move
cool.
this to the side.
What's
yeah. So right now it doesn't do anything. So I need to tell it how to actually sign me in. Mm-hmm. So to do this, we can use a provider, which uses the MCell library behind the scenes. So MCell provider, client ID. And then here I can use a client ID that I magically created right before the session.
Okay.
I'm gonna paste it in there.
All right.
This just uses the MCell JS library behind the scenes to do authentication. So now when I click sign in, it should automatically know how to sign me in and log me in. So two lines of code.
That's amazing. So you didn't have to go and mess with the 2,000 lines of auth code that we usually have to mess with.
No, not at all.
Wow.
Yeah, the MCell library does a lot of that for us, but we do even more than that. Yeah.
That is fantastic. So this is such a fun superpower that you've got in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody can now easily connect to the graph and kind of do some cool stuff. Yeah. Like we have components that can call the calendar APIs and kind of display your agenda. So if I just add agenda component, you can see agenda just pops in there for me. And I can kind of control this. I can say group by day, for example. And it's going to group everything by day.
I do so you have a whole 3 hours devoted to hand washing. That makes
That was part of the demo we did this morning, actually.
Oh, okay. That makes me.
Yes, it's a hand washing seminar where people get to learn how to do that. Another component we have that it's actually very popular is the person component. The reason why is something that anybody that's kind of building graph applications or M365 applications needs to kind of render a person. And what we do here is, for example, I can tell it to query Beth from the graph.
That's right.
And it will go in and it's just going to find her photo and kind of render real quickly. And I can even say here, I want to show a person card. So on hover, just render a person card for me. And then now when I hover over it, it shows this person card for me. And that's another line of code that you can do with this.
I like that person card thing. That's super helpful.
Really helpful. Used everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is fantastic. So this whole Graph Toolkit, how long has it been around?
So yeah, we announced it last year around Build, and then it went 1.0 around, I think, September last year.
Yeah.
And we're now about to release 1.3 in about a few weeks.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
I remember when there was talk of announcing it, and it's like, okay, we're almost ready, but we want to figure out how to open source it. So tell us about, you know, open source journeys. You've been a part of this thing since the very beginning. So tell us about what it was like to open source a toolkit like this, and then what the community looks like, and what are some really interesting contributions that you've seen.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's been a great journey. I mean, when we first went on this road to build the toolkit, the first thing we did is actually talk to a lot of the developers who are already using the Graph and kind of learn what are the things they wanted out of a toolkit like this. Mm-hmm. And the few things that we learned were that people wanted something that works everywhere, right? So they wanted something that works with React, but also Angular, that works with Vue or whatever other framework they're using. And that's the reason why we created it with Web Components. And Web Components are now supported by all major browsers, and they're natively rendered by the browser. So you don't really need a framework to use them, and they work everywhere.
Right.
The second thing that we heard is that people don't really want to write all the boilerplate code to authenticate and to call the Graph if they don't have to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though we have this UI components, they want these components to already know how to do all the magical work to work with the Graph. And so we kind of took those two things when we're building the toolkit and said, those are going to be the two major areas where we're going to focus on building a library that's going to help developers build these applications across, not just on the web, but also on Microsoft Teams, SharePoint, or wherever they can build the web applications.
That is really cool. I love that the whole point of this is to take max advantage of all of the power of the Graph. I don't even realize all of the things the Graph can do till someone says, you know, you just get that for free with the Graph. And right. I think that is super, super cool. So tell us, what were some of the things that we've announced lately in just the Graph all up that you found to be really interesting, really cool, and you wish people would use more?
There's a lot of cool stuff that are coming up, and there's several recordings and sessions that people should definitely check out on the Graph, and they can just search for them. One of the coolest stuff that we're releasing with the toolkit on the 2.0 release that's going to come up later this year is updated person card that's going to integrate a lot more things from the Graph than just your kind of email and phone number. It's going to integrate your files. It's going to integrate your chat messages, your emails, your connections with the people that you have in the organization, and kind of bring that directly inside of that person card view. Mm-hmm. So that way you can just put that in any of your pages and it's going to have all that data in there. And there's a session that Kevin Bellinger actually did on the profile API that I actually really, really like, that takes all the data that the Graph now has on all the people, things like what projects they're working on, where they went to school, you know, what positions they hold and what their interests are.
Yeah.
And that there's an API that now anybody can query to kind of get this information about all of the people in that organization. And we can feed that into our UI.
That is really, really fantastic and so convenient for devs when they're building, you know, these enterprise apps or these enterprise web things or whatever it is, and they're trying to figure out how can I quickly and easily pull all of the data from my colleagues, people in this random part of the organization, without having to do a bunch of work, right? We know it all lives somewhere. How can we get it to connect and pull into our tool without having to do a bunch of work, which is right, awesome. It's super cool.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what kind of wakes me up in the morning. It's like, how do I can actually help developers do this really, really fast without them having to write any of that code? And we're open to contributions and feedback from the community. Everything we do is fully open source. We interact with the community on our specs. We actually have community contributions coming all the time. And all the components that we're building are coming from the work that we're doing with the community and the developers that are building these applications.
That is so cool. I don't know if you know, but recently we, on the Cloud Advocates team, we are going to hire 10 M365 advocates. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. Some people. We're going to get some people to help you out. We're hiring people to work on Teams apps and Teams extensions, Teams tabs. We're hiring some advocates to work on the Graph, actually Graph APIs, Graph Toolkit, et cetera, and then Fluid Framework as well. So we've been deep in tech interviews for the last 3 months. And I was telling Felicia Shaw from the Visual Studio team yesterday that I used LiveShare to do all my tech interviews because every interview I've done has been at home since, you know, the pandemic situation. So
yeah, we all have to kind of adjust.
We just have to adjust. What is your advice to anyone who might be coming into the Graph new, into, you know, the whole world of the Graph APIs, the ecosystem of the Graph, as well as the Graph Toolkit? What would your advice be to those advocates? What are some things that they should learn, they should ramp up on? What do you think are some interesting killer demos that people on our team and people out there in the audience should be building to show off their skills as well as the power of the Graph?
You know what, that's actually a really good question. And the answer that we always give in all of our sessions around the Graph is, if you have to remember one URL, it's thegraph.microsoft.com, which you can find anything there. If you just go to that, you can go to the Graph Explorer, which is an amazing tool for anybody building things on the Graph, because you can look at all the different APIs, try them out, see what kind of response you get, and kind of just play around. Even myself, when I build applications and samples and working with partners, the first thing I do is open up the Graph Explorer and kind of play around with the APIs and see, what can I do with the Graph? Can I get this data, and what can I feed that data into? It just makes it really, really easy to use. And then the documentation also has really good, cool code snippets. So depending if you're using .NET or if you're using JavaScript or whatever language you're building your application in, you can actually go through all the documentation, find a code snippet, choose the language, and just copy and paste it directly inside of your application, which makes it really easy to kind of build things really fast. So if you can build those skills to kind of always go to documentation and the Graph Explorer, you're going to be able to build your applications much, much faster.
Fantastic. So what is a really cool example you've seen of someone using the Graph Toolkit in recent times?
So we have several partners already using the toolkit. One of the partners that was shown at the keynote is Vegas Stream, which they're working on integrating the Graph inside of their solution. They can bring in data such as, you know, with people in an organization, so they can show the lower thirds directly into the stream, or bringing messages directly from the Graph. And they're using the toolkit to enable the authentication and to actually use the people picker to find the people and use the channel picker that we have to get channels from teams to kind of display what messages to show. So a really good partner of ours. And in the educational space, we're also working with partners such as Beetle and Duga, who are building educational applications for managing the classroom or for managing assessments, who are using the toolkit inside of their Teams applications to enable authentication, as well as to kind of bringing that Microsoft 365 integration directly inside of their experience. So that way, as a teacher, I can go and message a student directly from within the Duga experience, or I can look up people directly from within my experience and not have to leave that scenario.
I think that is fabulous. That lower third example you gave is probably the most legit and valuable thing anyone who's looking to put on an event can learn right now, because what we need to know is, Nicola speaking, lower third. Who is it? How do you contact him? What is the call to action?
Instead of having to type it manually, you can just, hey, tell me, give me all this information. It's already in the Graph.
Exactly. Just put it in the Graph, because it's not like we don't know what it is. It's not a secret, right? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So, Nicola, we never let our guests go without assigning homework to the audience. What is your homework for the Build audience today?
Oh, man. Yes, of course. So the best thing to do to get started with the Microsoft Graph Toolkit is to go to mgt.dev. That's our playground where you can actually see all the different components that we have for the Microsoft Graph, and you can play around with them. We have a live code editor there. The other place is to also go to aka.ms/mgt, which is our repository on GitHub, to kind of look at all the different issues that we have, give us any feedback, or even contribute. You can even sort by help wanted and submit a PR directly from there. And then finally, just graph.microsoft.com to learn anything about the Graph and to get started with the Graph Explorer, all the samples, the documentation, and everything that has to do with the Microsoft Graph.
Love it. Thank you so much for joining me and giving us all your 2 cents and sharing this amazing giraffe outfit with our Build audience.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.